Wild finish for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates all tied up in the bottom of the 10th last night in Pittsburgh. Milwaukee pitcher Abner Uribe on the mound. Runners at second and third base. Uribe losing control of the pitch with two outs on Sports Network TV Pittsburgh.
Gets away! How about that? Braves the Jolly Roger after all. It's a walk-off.
The Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the Crew after Uribe's wild pitch, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did some good things, and there's some youthful mistakes. I feel like these struggles will help in the long run.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. NFL, last night was the Packers' annual charity softball game. The offense beat the defense 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, a low around 44 tonight. For Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, 58 for Memorial Day. For Tuesday, slight chance of showers, otherwise clouds and a high near 60 degrees.
Right now, it's 37.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are kicking off Act 2 of tonight's program. We are not here, but we have all new content. So it's great that you guys are here. Even though we don't have a question, you're welcome to text in your thoughts, and we'll read those on Tuesday. Right, Conrad, when we get back?
Yeah.
So if you missed the first hour, you can catch that on the podcast. I interviewed director Michael Collins for his film Almost Sunrise, which you can watch on YouTube. It's a great film that sort of honors veterans by bringing increased awareness to the veteran suicide crisis through his two main subjects, Anthony Anderson and Tom Voss. I'm sorry. Great film. Check it out. It will be my classic pick of the week in New Wisco Weekend, which airs tomorrow and Sunday here on the Civic Media Radio Network and here in Northeast Wisconsin. So check that out. Great film. And, you know, Conrad and I had our usual back and forth, recapping the day, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And now, folks, this is exciting because I kind of teased a very special guest. And I was rolling the dice because I don't even barely know this person. But I have a feeling she's going to be special. Conrad, what do you think?
I believe it.
Okay. Eliza Cusson joins us right now, the newest member of the Civic Media team. Welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We have to get people to know you. So introduce us to you. Let us get to know Eliza.
Wow, you sound like my therapist.
I'm free, though.
What's happening in here?
What's happening? Let's do a deep dive into you. Into planet Eliza.
terrifying.
It's great to meet you.
Yeah. It's great to be here. So, my name is Eliza Cousin, and I am a week into my civic media career.
Wow.
But I am a radio nerd.
Okay.
I have a degree in media studies and radio journalism.
Oh, wow.
So
you're here, but what are you doing here? What are your duties here?
What am I doing here? Again, a therapist question.
I don't mean that like existentially. I guess I do a little bit. But.
Oh, what do I physically do here?
What do you do for this company?
Yeah, I'm an account executive. I work in ads and sponsorship and business relationships. But I'm very new to that. I'm a week in. I have never sold a radio ad before, Pete.
Wow.
I'm willing to admit that on air. I admitted it in my interviews. They know. They know.
You're not pulling a fast one or anything. They know what they're getting into, as do you.
Yeah. So I went from journalism in Australia. If spoiler alert, I'm from Australia.
I could have sworn it was an Iowa accent. Right? I never would have guessed
Davenport.
Australia. Yeah.
Yes. I moved from journalism in Australia into political organizing in the U.S. I moved here a decade ago, living in Wisconsin. It's the battleground.
Absolutely.
There's a lot going on. So I'm in the business of creating community around progressive issues.
Okay.
So civic media, you know, is the natural place for me to be.
It's a natural place for people to be that want to have civil discourse, right?
And
block out crazy theories and that kind of stuff, but just have a conversation. So
yeah, it's building the public sphere.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Right. So that's good that you found civic media and that this worked out. So let's you and I figure out a way we can sell Nightlight and make a boatload of cash. What do you think about that?
I mean, we're both in this for the money, if that's
Absolutely.
Not clear. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not here to make friends. I'll make that very clear.
You can tell by the way we're dressed. I'm rocking the double denim.
Double denim? Nice. Is that a big Australian look?
It's Canadian, isn't it?
I don't know, because
Canadian tuxedo.
Tell us about Australia, because we talk a lot about movies and TV on this show.
Yeah.
Australia, to me, I've never been, but it seems like the epitome of a casual, laid back. The whole country seems like California. Am I wrong about that, or is that just a perception I have?
No, I think that's about right. It's very much like California in that it has this like laid back, beachy vibe at the same time as being impossibly expensive to live.
Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm from Sydney, and it's one of the most expensive places to live in the world. It's right up there with like Manhattan and Tokyo.
Wow.
So, yeah, like none of my friends own a house. It's just really hard to kind of get ahead economically, even though, you know, it's better than America in terms of like social programs and, you know, we have a welfare state, you know, things like that.
You have less medical debt probably for people in Australia than we have here.
Very much
for sure,
so. Yeah. Subsidized daycare, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Paid parental leave. But yeah, it's
you're just
still
nicer to people. Your own citizens, right?
So
what have you been to the other side where Melbourne is of Australia?
And Melbourne's on the bottom.
Oh, I'm thinking Perth. Okay.
You're thinking Perth, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've actually never been out west.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not missing much. I've seen movies.
Yeah. Perth is a small town.
Okay,
yeah.
So what can Conrad and I do to help you assimilate here to civic media? You're not new to the U.S. You've been here 10 years, you say. Where else have you lived in America or Wisconsin since you've been here?
I arrived into Southwest Ohio, where my partner was going to grad school.
Okay.
Then we hiked up to Madison. I lived there for 3 years.
You hiked?
Yes, we hitchhiked.
You hitchhiked?
No, we got a U-Haul and a moving van. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, we schlepped.
Australia. Okay.
We schlepped.
Schlepped is good, yeah.
Yeah. I have a rule that I sleep through Indiana.
Okay.
Like, I've done that drive so many times.
Oh, that's great.
Indiana is where I nap,
it's
and I encourage
state,
everyone else to
It's a state you
so.
Get through. It's not I mean, I've worked, when I was a stand-up comedian, I worked in Indianapolis. It's a great town. I enjoyed it. Very nice. And the people of Indiana are wonderful.
I was just there for the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They loved us. They really did, like, paper the town in friendship bracelets. The police horses wore friendship bracelets.
Oh, that is
and
cool.
posed for pictures. I got a photo with a beautiful man named Princess wearing a friendship bracelet around her collar. Yeah.
So you're a Swiftie, we're learning.
Yeah.
But I will agree with you. I did a gig in Ohio, probably about 40 miles into Ohio from...
40 miles east of Cincinnati.
Conrad, promo. Record that.
That's for my Broadway fans. Yeah.
I don't even know that song. What is that song?
That is from a musical called The Last 5 Years.
Okay.
Anna Kendrick did the movie.
Oh.
She sung it slightly better than I did.
You can be honest. You took a job with Civic Media to launch your singing career, Eliza, and that's okay. Okay. Yeah. Eliza Cusson is my guest right now. She is the latest member of the team here at UWGB. You're going to be selling. You're doing sales here. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. So how long have you been in Green Bay?
Moved up here in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have Packer fever? Were you a rugby fan in Australia? Now you have to switch your alliances. How is that working out for you?
I was more of a cricket person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And cricket translates to baseball.
Right.
Like I can watch a Brewers game and enjoy it and follow it. And it makes sense to me because it's cricket in a diamond.
Yeah.
But there is a bit more of a cultural gap for American football.
You just don't have a taste for it yet?
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, as someone who's kind of community oriented, like I love the Packers. Like the fact that they're owned by the town, not a billionaire.
That's pretty cool.
It's rad. Very cool.
And I would lead with that when you go in to make sales calls rather than I'm not really a big Packer fan. Conrad, am I right?
Trying
to help, you know.
I mean, should I wear a jersey, try to fake it?
What do you think, Con?
Whole get up, you know? Okay. A hat, a jersey.
Maybe, the cheesehead bikini.
Yeah, cheesehead, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wear one of these. We got these posters here. We got the old football helmets. Maybe that would help. So what do you like to do in your free time, Eliza? What are your hobbies?
Well, I'm a writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you write?
Well, I've done a lot of, obviously I was a journalist in my past life, but I've written a lot of like creative nonfiction, essays, op-eds, that kind of thing. And I'm actually working on my first long form fiction, writing a novel.
Oh man, that seems so overwhelming.
So I call it a novel, a hobby, but I do plan to like sell it and make millions, obviously.
Oh, I hope you do.
Thank you. Yeah. So I get home from this job. I feed my cat and my child, and then I sit back down and I try and do my nightly words.
So do you feed your cat first and then your child?
Yes. The cats are so much louder than the child.
You're just trying to do this based on how much pushback you're going to get.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. I hope you sell it. I'm a writer myself. I don't know that I ever could have written a novel. Like I mostly wrote screenplays and I like the benchmarks. Like to hit a novel, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like it could be 1,200 pages, it could be 200 pages. I mean, that seems like it would be overwhelming and kind of maddening.
It can be, but genre is there to comfort you.
Okay.
Right? So I'm writing kind of upmarket fiction. That gives you the structure. It gives you the bones.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is kind of a format to follow.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. That's exciting. So any chance you'll go back to Australia? Do you miss your home country, or are you pretty much saying at this point like America's the place to be?
Yeah, well, Green Bay is my home. Wisconsin's my home. I did go back to Sydney with my little girl in February, and it was bittersweet because it did remind me of what I'm missing.
Right.
Those
smells, probably, like when you get back and you just are immersed in your home.
Yeah.
Right?
For me, it was like the sound of the birds, like the parrots in the trees, and you know, it's things like the particular sound the buses make, you know.
Yeah,
it's
right
that sensory experience of homesickness.
Very
that gets
well said.
You
All right, I got one more question for you. You have maybe two, we'll see how you do here, but what is your favorite Australian film? or filmmaker? Do you have one?
Oh, that's only film nerds use filmmaker.
Okay. I can live with that. I'm okay with that.
Let's see. I mean, there are some deep cuts I could go into. Kind of one of the movies that really made me is a film called Looking for Ella Brandy.
Okay.
Adapted by from a book by Melina Marchetta, and it's set in Sydney's Italian neighborhood with this Italian family led by a single mom, and it's this coming of age flick that just deals with a lot of really heavy teenage issues and okay. issues of class. It's just a really fantastic coming of age film.
Very nice.
Yeah. Also another little indie flick filmed in Sydney. You might have heard of The Matrix.
I heard of it.
Yeah.
Got to see that one of these days.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it
it's
all.
It's a great, it's legitimately a good film to watch to get a sense of Sydney visually.
That's interesting. Yeah. I love Mad Max Fury Road. I don't know how much of that was really filmed in.
In the Red Center.
Yeah. And that's fascinating to me, the whole continent. So
yeah.
Well, we'll do this again, I hope. Good luck here at Civic Media. I hope we make a boatload of money together.
Can we
do that?
I want to throw a call out to the arts businesses in our area. We are here for you. We don't even have to take your money. We just want to work with you. We want to partner with you and be best friends.
Get them on the show, see what happens.
Absolutely.
Let's talk the arts. Absolutely. All right. Eliza Cusson, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We were coming right back with Nightlight and Peach Wamba here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore versus Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Packed up my jokes. Packed up my pride, chased a dream on a late night ride to a town where the beer flows and guitars play.
Ah, welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Wamba. That is nuts.
And that's AI too.
It's AI, and it's a song written just for me. But anybody can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had nothing to do with that, folks. I want to make that very clear.
Are you sure?
I swear to God. Mike sent it to me like a week and a half ago, and it got buried in my messages. But all right. It's a Friday night. We're hanging out. We're having fun. Lots of guests. We're taking a little break here to look back on some of the sketches we've done here on Nightlight over the last year or so. Here they are now. LifeMark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin. The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark and in a very special pair of shoes.
Honey, these shoes were handed down from your great-grandmother to your grandmother to me, and now I'm giving them to you. We've all met the love of our lives while we were wearing the Christmas shoes. And if you're wearing them when you're proposed to, your marriage will be full of love and romance and prosperity. You and Derek are so good together. If Derek doesn't propose, I don't want it to be because you weren't wearing the Christmas shoes. Oh, sweetheart, he would be a fool to let you go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mom.
This Christmas, feel the love of the Christmas shoes playing all month long on LifeMark. Thank you, City Council members, for coming in on such short notice. Now, we've got a real dilemma here with this parade right around the corner. People! Our town's sports fans have such a terrible reputation, and I want this to be a rebrand for our city. Now, we know parade attendees are going to show up and act like assholes and embarrass the shit out of us. So what do we do to keep this to a minimum and put our best foot forward and let people know that our drunken sports fans do not represent other Philadelphians?
Sir, what if we just pleaded with everyone to act like mature adults?
That's cute. Seriously, though, I think what we need to do is try to keep certain people out of certain areas and away from the cameras where their behavior could hit national news.
Have we done enough to protect the horses? We don't want another horse getting punched repeatedly. It might be wise to keep our law enforcement officers off horseback this year.
It's a good idea, but what about the guy who celebrated a little too much and ended up dry humping police motorcycles a few years ago?
That's not fair. Sir, you just had too much to drink.
Okay. Yeah, that's the whole problem right there.
Sir, we've had a number of instances where young drunk males have vomited, oftentimes on nice suburban families. What if we cordoned off a section where if people needed to puke, they could go there and any peripheral vomit would hit other vomiters instead of nice families?
I like the way you think, but I'm not ready to condone any type of vomiting just yet.
Sir, we have met with the committee, Friends of Public Urinators, and we've asked them to please tone it down. They immediately got defensive and threatened to pee right there at that meeting.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sir, we countered and said we will not supply enough porta potties. As it turns out, that was a mistake because they got belligerent, doubled down, and said that they actually prefer having no privacy. And then they threatened to eat asparagus before the parade.
Damn it. Checkmate.
People, please!
What about people who just want to empty their drinks on innocent bystanders and have a laugh? They should have an area too?
Well, that's very noble, but we've only got so many city blocks, people.
We could just have all the bodily function people in one area and then have Hazmat come in after and just nuke it.
I'm not sure Hazmat exists anymore, sir.
Damn it.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but we're forgetting about people who just want to randomly start beating people up.
Great point. Why couldn't we have won the Super Bowl during COVID and just had a virtual parade?
Or we could just be who we are, avid sports fans who just like to dispense some bodily fluids from time to time to celebrate our victories.
Maybe you're right.
Yes, finally. We are number one. We are number one. We are number one.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Looking for a show that'll keep you on the edge of your seat this fall? Check out Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Red, there's another huge spider in the crapper. When's that bug guy coming?
He's not. The mayor's cutting the department budget. You believe that?
These guys are the ones running toward a cat stuck in a tree when others run away. Two first responders who would give anything to have to respond.
I'll tell you what. It's a good thing those 9/11 terrorists targeted New York. You're not Wabino. I would have opened up a can of whoop-ass.
9/11. What happened?
Wabino Times film critic and bait shop owner Bud T-Bone McCracken calls it a gripping and poignant look at the lives of volunteer firefighters and says this weekend, Boneyard bait jigger bone grubs are half price.
What do you want to do for lunch today, man?
I don't know. We're out of cold cuts.
Be great if we had a Jimmy John's or a Subway.
Sure, they have a lot of downtime. That just makes them train harder to stay ready.
What are you doing?
Shuffle dancing. I'm taking a class at the Y.
What the hell's shuffle dancing?
For your information, it's a very popular dance form. It needs to be really coordinated to do it. It helped me be a better firefighter. Check this out.
They'll do whatever it takes to stay focused in case they ever get a call.
Ha, Yahtzee. Suck it, Smokey.
Damn! What are you guys doing this weekend?
Packers have a bye. So the wife wants me to go stupid antiquing.
They want local arsonists to know one thing. Don't bother, because these guys are experts at handling the hose. This show is literally on fire. Well, not literally. Wabino Volunteer Fire. No cats were harmed in the filming of this sketch.
We'll be right back with Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. After President Trump threatened the EU with a 50% tax on all its imports, its trade commissioner says they want to make a deal.
I'm not looking for a deal. I mean, we've set the deal. It's at 50%.
He's also imposing a 25% tariff on Apple if they don't start making iPhones in America. A federal judge issued a temporary restraining order preventing the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students.
You don't know that you can finish your degree. You don't know if you can stay and work in the U.S. There are still many unanswered questions.
Wondering whether this is a good option for international students to come, at least at this stage.
The FAA expects record-setting air travel this holiday weekend, but Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they are prepared.
We're seeing a few cracks or age in the system, right? We're seeing some of that, but listen, it's ready. It's safe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
A wild finish for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates all tied up in the bottom of the 10th. Last night in Pittsburgh, Milwaukee pitcher Abner Uribe on the mound. Runners at second and third base. Uribe losing control of the pitch with two outs on Sports Network TV Pittsburgh.
Gets away! How about that? Raise the Jolly Roger after all! It's a walk-off.
The Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the Crew after Uribe's wild pitch, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did some good things, and there's some youthful mistakes. I feel like these struggles will help in the long run.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. NFL, last night was the Packers' annual charity softball game. The offense beat the defense 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, a low around 44 tonight. For Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, 58 for Memorial Day. For Tuesday, slight chance of showers. Otherwise, clouds and a high near 60 degrees.
Right now, it's 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll rebroadcast some recent clips as we take time off to honor Memorial Day and those whose sacrifices gave us the freedom we continue to defend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabe, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Special guest? She's like a co-host. It's not, she's not even, she, this is her segment. She's not, I'm the guest. Terry Barr is
with us. You
don't
want me as a co-host. I'll just take over the show. Used of that.
I can just unplug your mic, Terry. I'll figure out something to do. I would.
Oh, you wouldn't
dare. I would never do that. Not with those golden pipes you have. Not a chance.
Aww.
No way. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. Hallelujah.
It's Friday, a long weekend. Do you have big plans this weekend?
No, our plans got bumped a little bit because Ace Frehley, you know, the original guitar player, because he was supposed to be in Madison and then also in Northern Illinois, and he canceled both shows because he is ill.
Oh, no.
So I'm sad.
I bet.
But we have great music for Max Inc. Radio. So I told Rocker my plans are off. So guess where I'm going to be? Right next to Rocker for Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night.
That's fantastic. We had a guest on the show recently, Paul. Who was it? Paul Henna, I think was his name.
Correct. Yeah.
Really good guitarist. Have you heard of him?
I have not. Where's he from?
Right here in Northeast Wisconsin. He came into the studio. Ace Frehley is his idol too. And he got to play. I think he said he got to play with him and ask him questions. And they hung out in the green room a little bit. And I always heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that Ace Frehley could be a little aloof or whatever, but he said, you know, it's one of those meet your idol type things and you hope he's cool. And Ace Frehley did end up being pretty cool to Paul. So that was a good story.
Good. I love that story. We're going to have to find him and have him on our show.
We have contact him. Well, I'll put you in touch with Paul. He was great.
How about that?
Hey,
I love it.
I love being able to introduce you to a musical act for a change. So happy to return the favor.
You've done a good job. You've sent, I don't know, like 4 or 5 our way at this point.
That's awesome. All right. On Radio for Pets, we got to have them back on. They're so fun. Oh, Terry froze. Oh, there you go. You had a I've got people walking by and waving on a Friday night. There you go.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, everybody's in a great mood. So should we jump in? I mean, tell us about who do you want to start with? No Limit or Taylor?
Let's start with No Limit, just because they have both the other gentleman that I will introduce you to and No Limit. Always great stories behind the music. So No Limit got together in high school. Okay, they've now graduated, but they've been, for some reason, they've been able to keep it together. So they're still playing as a band, putting out some new music right now. And here's the very cool thing. You might remember you and I talked about Rock Ronson, the competition.
Dennis, so
they won Rock Ronson last year. And one of the prizes, they get to go into the studio to record their music. So that is what is now coming out brand new from No Limit, the band. And on top of new music, because of the Rock Ronson win, and if you want to look up Rock Ronson, it's rockronson.org. They're going to play Summerfest this summer. Now, that's got to be one of the biggest stages.
And
these kids, you know, they're still just out of high school.
That's incredible. And where did they come up with the? I like the band name.
I do too, and it gives a picture that No Limit. They have no plan to stop. They are going to keep going, keep pushing. And obviously, if they got together in high school and they continue to play, they are doing well. They won the competition. They're playing Summerfest. They've got a bunch of other gigs coming up this summer, too. And I take it as No Limit means they are really having a good time.
No Limit. And maybe they want to go as far as this thing will take them. And it's pretty cool. I mean, if you're a kid that age playing Summerfest, you feel like you've made it, right?
Yes. And they have all this new music that they are putting out just in time for Summerfest. The song that we are sharing, Everything Remains, is one of those brand new songs. So not only are they going to be on a big stage at Summerfest, they're going to be playing all their own original new music.
That is really impressive. And how long of a set do they have to fill? Because that's probably the biggest thing for a new artist, right? Is having enough time to fill a segment or a set list, right?
Exactly. I think they get 50 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you what kind of music it is, but why don't we just hear the song and then we can talk about it. Does that sound good? All right. Here is it's a Bar Band Friday night, folks. We're here, even though we're not here. And Terry's here. And that's all you need to know. Here is No Limit, Everything Remains.
I try to do everything.
All right, now I think it's done. They kind of fooled me there. I thought it was done. I was kind of rocking out, and then all of a sudden, like, stopped, and they started up again. That's great. Would you say that's grunge?
You know, it has that feel, doesn't it? And then I felt bad when they started because I didn't give you a warning that this is going to be a little heavier than we usually get into. But
I love it. That's great.
I do too. Wow. I do too. You know, Pete, at Summerfest, they often do the lineup so the music kind of is consistent on that stage for the whole day or night.
Okay.
So I'm not really curious to find out who they're going to be playing with.
Yeah. Wow. And that song is brand new. Like, I was on their website. They just released that in February. So that's like right off the presses. I love it. Yes. All right. Very cool.
Yay.
So that's, well, you've never disappointed us, Terry. Come on. Everything you bring is great. That's Everything Remains and No Limits. So definitely check them out at Summerfest. Compliments of Terry Barr and Max Inc. Radio. So who do you have coming up tomorrow?
No Limit will be on there. Not live, but they're going to bring in this song and play it and talk about it.
Love it.
And a brand new song that no one has heard yet.
Oh, very
cool.
So
we'll play that. And then Taylor, who we're going to talk about here in just it. He is live in the lair, so he will be our live musician for an hour tomorrow night. And I just love it because that's when you can really dig into the background and their stories.
Yeah, I was looking him up here too while we were acoustic rock, pop singer. I love acoustic rock. Absolutely love it. Madison area. What else can you tell us about Taylor?
Well, it's so interesting, and this has to be a little pressure. When your grandfather was a great guitar player and also wrote songs, and then, of course, his dad was a guitar player, his mom a singer, his uncle was a drummer. You know, here comes Taylor. Either he's going to have it or he isn't, but he does.
All right. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, we'll do a quick break and then we'll come back with the song is called, what is Taylor's song called? I have that
Music
right
is Family. And I can tell you why he named it that.
Yes, please. No. Tell us now. We've got a little time.
Oh, okay. He asked his family, now that we know most of them are musicians, his friends, anyone who wanted to come and be on his album, and all his favorite musicians. Call that a party when you're making your music.
That is crazy. Now, is he older or is he younger? Because I was on their Facebook page or his Facebook page, and he looks like kind of just a regular dude, maybe in his 20s. But then there's another guy sitting off to the side who looks a little bit older, and he's got a mic in front of him. So is that maybe one of his family members?
Taylor is a vocalist, and he is in a cover band. They're a 90s cover band. Yeah. Now we've gotten to the 90s for cover bands. And that band is called Foo Foo Dolls. Taylor is one of the younger guys in the Foo Foo Dolls.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic. All right.
Isn't that a great name?
Terry Barr is here, folks. It is a bar band Friday night. We are having some fun here, even though we aren't really here. That's how we're pulling this off, Terry. It's kind of a miracle.
It's the magic.
The magic of radio. We've had a great time with Michael Collins and Eliza and Emerson Lehman, and we will have more with Terry Barr after this very short break, and we're going to hear a tune from Taylor Sherrick. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says,
Many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Bodines for playing us in here on Bar Band Friday night. My pal Kurt Newman, great guy. Terry Barr is here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Bar Band Friday. Have you ever had the Bodines on, Kurt?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, they got to do. I would think Kurt would love to do that. Do you know him? I would love to introduce you because he would be great.
We, in a former radio station life, we were supposed to get to introduce them at a show, and then COVID happened.
So I've never
had that opportunity. We didn't get to do an interview, nothing. So
we should make that happen.
Back on you, Pete.
All right. I'll do what I can. I'd love to get him up here to Green Bay, but it might be an easier ask for Madison. So we'll figure that out.
Oh,
but
okay.
That would be so cool. All right. So Taylor Sherrick. I want to say Shrek, but I know that's not right. Taylor Sherrick will be on Live in the Lair tomorrow. That's pretty exciting. And right now we're going to hear his song, Music is Family, right? Okay. Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here. Let's party. Here's Taylor Sherrick and Music is Family.
Back when I was a little boy, I was just finding my place in the sun. Back when
just in the car. You'd show me different chords that could ring. But then my life would forever change, giving me the gift that I was meant to bring. You've inspired me to open up my mouth and sing.
That's a great song.
Isn't that good? What a great way to end on a Friday.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That is a great song. I love his accompaniment to his lyric. It's just great.
Yeah. Wow. I agree. Yeah.
So, all right. So he's live in the Lair tomorrow. That'll be a blast.
He is live.
That is fantastic.
And yeah, we're going to get to hear a whole lot more of his new music and hear all the stories behind the music.
Well, we'll be watching for him. He's obviously, and No Limit too. I mean, they're so young. They got their whole lives in front of them.
Fun.
And you got them both on the show tomorrow. That's so great, Terry.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend. You have something big, huge planned or what?
No, just kind of chilling, which is probably okay. How about
you? Nothing wrong with that. Pretty much the same. I've got some family stuff I got to take care of, and a lot of people will be in town. So I'm going to have a really long weekend, but I'll make it work. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I hope it's enjoyable.
Thank you.
And happy Friday to everybody.
You too, my friend. Have a great show tomorrow night, and thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, that's Terry Barr, folks. Check out Max Inc. Radio, one of the coolest shows you will ever hear on the radio. It's just so well hosted. The interviews are great, and the music is great, too. If you've not checked out Max Inc., well, and you have 6 hours tomorrow, do it. The whole show is fantastic. 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What are we forgetting, Conrad?
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, what are you doing? You take Memorial Day off?
You know, I'm just gonna chill pretty much, I feel like.
Do you get the day off because I get the day off?
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't have to take vacation, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, you know, it's just gonna be just fun chilling. You know, my brother invited me to go camping, but
nice.
I don't want a tent.
You don't want to. I don't blame you. All right, we got to get out of here. Hey, Tuesday night, Rob Paravonian and another Rob, Rob Martin, Gangster Talk and Music Tuesday. That's fun. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Trump administration was dealt a legal setback in its ongoing feud with Harvard. A federal judge temporarily put the brakes on its attempt to ban the university from enrolling foreign students. Harvard law professor Noah Feldman.
Federal law says that every university has to provide a campus environment that is free of discrimination on the basis of race, and that includes discrimination on the basis of anti-Semitism. That's Harvard's obligation. It's an obligation we're meeting. And if someone thinks we're not meeting that, they can go to court and they can try to prove otherwise.
The next hearing is scheduled for May 29th in Boston. After President Trump said he was going to impose a 50% tariff on all imports from the European Union, the EU says, let's make a deal. But the president says he's not interested.
I've been saying to everybody, they've treated us very badly over the years. It was formed in order to hurt the United States, in order to take advantage of the United States, and they've done that.